Boa, era de plástico. Agora estou com antes, tá? Aí eu tenho que mostrar.
Okay. Hi, Ramaneshi.
Baruch Hashem, how are you?
Okay. Yesterday we spoke about the Yud Vei Shvatim, the Shivim Nefesh, Sheshmat Riboy, the Tavki that Yaakov Avinu took from Avinu, the second Olam Malchus Shakai, and then he handed over to his descendants. The worry he had was that each of the Shvatim need to be meyuchad, rabid individuals, but at the same time they have to work for the cloth. But those of you who were at the barbecue yesterday, which was none of you, would have heard what I spoke about.
What is it you were
speaking about? That's the problem. I made a fume, so I had to speak. Well, yes.
We're all in the same boat. You didn't know about this barbecue.
No, he knew about the barbecue.
Didn't hear about the service. That's just the barbecue.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so I'll tell you what I said, because ma'od nogaya to this. I made a seeming tightness to finish Seder Moed, as usual, not in the order that everyone else does it, because I can't follow rules. Genetic thing that I have. The Levim were never known for being So that was Yaakov's worry, was that they can't be like everybody else in order to be united, and they have to be individuals, but if they're individuals, they may not be united. They have to be united in their individuality. Ish echad, v'leiv echad. Each one has to be his own unique. That was his worry. It means rooted, because remember we're trying to understand what's the shayish of machlekas. What's the right machlekas, which the whole Perish of Alpeh is built on, or what's the wrong machlekas, which is the whole chub of Klal Yisrael. Flee from machlekas. Machlekas is nisraf, whatever, and the whole Torah is built on machlekas. The shayish of the machlekas is the shvat. Everyone has to be an individual. At the same time, you have to be united in your mission. It means it has to be L'shem Shemayim. If you look in the Gemara, the last Gemara of Tanis, it says, Losid Lobo, Kodesh Baruch Hu, heard this word from a Baruch Greinemann many years ago, and I said it once over in Johannesburg, in my Rebbe's Kailo, and afterwards he said to me, excellent, that's high praise. Also, Grossness yesterday, he ever heard his father say anything, he said, he never said anything like that to me. It was the first time he ever said it to me either, because when I used to speak, he used to say, no, me or me, we or me. You know, why don't you prepare, you know, just to get it. You know. Anyway, so he said to me, that's excellent. So it says, the Gemara right at the end of Tanya says that Lossi Lava Kodesh Gona is going to put all the tzaddikim in a big circle, and he's going to sit in the middle, and they're going to point with their fingers, and they're going to say, Zeh Lokeinu Kivinu Lo, Zeh Hashem, whatever. The Gemara, what do I need to know this for? The Gemara doesn't tell me some stories. I worry about Lossid Lava. If I'm there, I'll see it. If I'm not there, then I don't want to know about it, because it's going to be a bit disappointing. What are you teaching me? What I need to know here? They said like this, when everyone's sitting in a circle, everyone's seeing what's in the center of the circle differently. Everyone has a different angle on what's in the center. First of all, you're all equidistant, but the perspective is different. Like we spoke about Kabbalah Sotera. So what unites them in that circle when everyone's seeing things differently? Zeh Hashem Kivinu Lo. You want Achdus? You want oneness in Klal Yisrael? Only when it's Zeh Hashem Kivinu Lo. You want Achdus because you want Achdus because you have your mission and you want everyone to be like you, and that's not Achdus. That's the biggest chorva there. That's the opposite of Achdus. It's usually a desire to hit the lowest common denominator. Achdus is when my unique individual koiches are dedicated to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and yours, and yours, and yours, and yours. Then we all come together in the circle Hashem kivinu lo. This is. That's the Hashem that we'll be talking about. Okay, that's the book. That's the paradox. You have to be rabid individual and at the same time be fully committed to the Zeh Hashem Kivinu Lo, to the Shem Shemayim. That's not a partial thing. Okay, Reish Samach Ches. Kach Gilu Lanu Chazal. So Yaakov is now up there on the mountain. And the Yikach Me'avne Amokim, Rabbi Yehuda ben Chamir v'Rabbanim, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer. Shneim Osra Avonim Noto. Kach Goza Kodesh Boruch Hu Shumam Mit Shneim Osra Shvoti. It says he took from the 12 stones. He took the 12 stones, yeah. He put down his head there. Worried about the wild animals. They put 12 stones around his head. Ama Avram Lo Amido. Yitzhak Lo Amido Mani. Yaakov said like this, Avram didn't establish this. Yitzhak, my father, never did. If these 12 stones will miyachid one to the other, then I'll know that I'll establish 12 shvatim. In the same 12 stones, if they all become one stone, then I know that I'm on track to make the shvatim. Very good. The Midrash Rabbi in Reish. Loshen Chazal hi. Kach goza kodesh boruch. Lo kach ama kodesh boruch hu, lo kach tzivah kodesh boruch hu, le gzeirihi. Al kochel shel ha'odom, kamo gezani alecho. Kach goza kodesh boruch hu, shemaim mit shteim osa shvotim. It was a gzeiru that Yaakov had to bring 12 shvotim into the world. Kol kach lama. What? Yaakov knew that his tafkid was to build Klal Yisrael, an Am, a nation, not just a family. He was terrified what's going to be with the Yochid in the Klal. That's our problem today. It's very hard to be a Yochid today. You become a Yochid today, you ostracized, you look the same. Why can't you be like everybody else, kid? You heard that before? No, he's fast asleep. Fast asleep. And then you were being like everybody else. And then you never had the problem. Some kid starts being a bit different. He has a different perspective. He has a, you know, what they call rainbow people. And then he's a bit more colorful. And then he gets ostracized. He can't be much left at school. He's got to wait till he's 20 to leave school to start a life. So why can't you be like everybody else? And everybody to be like everybody else. That's what he's worried about. What's going to be with the Yochid? He's got his own unique tafkid. He's got to build his own personal relationship with Hashem. Zekeli v'anveihu. It's going to be Zekeli in the singular. V'anveihu. Then v'anihu, v'ani v'hu b'yachad. V'shloa kodesh. What's Zekeli v'anveihu? When it's Kaili, when it's my personal God, then it's Anveihu, Anivuhu B'Veihu. When it's Kel Aviv, when he's doing what your father did, then it's Rei Mimenu, far away from you. It's a personal relationship. Not a relationship with somebody via somebody telling you about the person. You can't get married just on the Birurim, you have to meet the person. You have to connect. No, you don't have to, I'll take, no, I've got to build a relationship with somebody, I have to actually get in touch with the person. So I'm going to build a relationship in my own unique way. He's got his own unique tafkid. Maybe he'll forget about being an individual. He's got maybe he'll forget about being an individual. He's got then try and fix the world. But he himself won't get the better. We don't remember that he's a ben yochid from a Kodesh Baruch Hu and the unique tafkid he has in the world that no one else can do. He has to do, and if he doesn't, no one will. So what's going to be with the Yechidim and the Klal, Yaakov Avinu was worried about? Moshe Lamad Avadet, Leben Tafnukim, Ahoylech Letzava. A spoiled kid, grew up in his father's home, and he goes off to the army. Adbol Letzava Hu Yechasen V'Merufa. Mefunak, sorry. Ben Yochid, he's the only child at home, and he's a spoiled, he's Mefunak. V'Luk Hashimig Letzava, Hu Hofach Liyois Mispa Ben Shana Misparim. That goes to the army. Now he's just a number like everybody else. The shape of your head, they give you the same clothes, everybody looks the same. You stop having a name, you're now a number. So he gets completely mevatel to the cloud, completely humbled. His garb gets knocked out the window. This kid's now got a big, big nisoy. When this situation army happens to him, is he going to not be able to stand the nisoy and lose his individuality? Or maybe despite all the pressure to be like everybody else, he'll be his own unique individual. And the Biskarov met the Chazanish, they couldn't have a conversation even. They just sat there quietly, and then they got up and said, good Yom and left. When they speak, there's nothing to speak to each other about. What are they going to say? They were such rabid individuals, whatever he said, he'd say, not like that person. They managed to fight battles for Klal Yisrael together, completely focused on what Klal Yisrael needed, what Klal Yisrael needed. They were at the forefront, they were the leadership of Klal Yisrael. No machlekes, but they just, when they met, somebody who was there, so it was the most powerful conversation they ever had. It was like electric in the room. They didn't speak, what are they going to say? Waste words. The raven individuals. Look at the Ravid and the Rambam. The Ravid agrees with the Rambam, Ruba de Ruba of the times. I don't know how many it is. You put your computer and do a search. But it's Ruba, Ruba of Halachas. Every time the Ravid doesn't argue with the Rambam, he agrees with it. That's why he gets two votes in the Shulchan Aruch. It means the Ravid agrees. So you have the Ravid and the Rambam. But when he disagrees, oh, you've got a point. And just say, I don't think you're right. Zelo dere chochma. How can a person talk without thinking? And no one took a person. They left each other. Look at the Gemara. Gemara is full of not such complimentary comments made between them, annoying to each other. Maybe Yachid. Kashyanu niskokim lakim esa'am. Elele lakim plugay shaynes. When you're starting an army, when you're starting a nation, you need different groupings. Simcha Wasserman Zatzal was once at a Sheva Brochel. The Chabad Sheva Brock is sitting next to him as a reform rabbi. He said to Rabbi, what are you doing here? Chabad? What's the problem? Same as in an army. You have an air force, you have a navy, you have infantry, you have horses, you have a different army. Parts of the army. The reform Jew said, so what are we? He said, you the deserters. Army is people that got AWOL. You the guys went AWOL. And, you know, unflinching. You the deserters. No, that's what Simcha said to the Reform Rabbi. The Reform Rabbi said, okay, so, you know, Chabad's the army and they're the navy and whatever, fine. So what are we? He said, you the deserters. Army has those as well. You fled. You don't want to be in the army. So first of all, the yochid has to be mevatel to the cloud. Rakachu yofach los chayel mumushma tzva Hashem. That's how you become a soldier in Hashem's army, by being mevatel to the army. Ulam bad bevad, kaim chashash, haim yask yizkoy, gabez tafkidu aprati. Will you remember his unique individual tafkid? Im avayres haklal lo tishchoyk oise v'tasheach esdait me'akesh hashish sheloi boiroilom. Im boiroilom. But that was a pachad Yaakovinu. Pachad Yaakovinu was pachad, terrible. You're going to go out there and you're going to save Klal Yisrael. You're going to lose your individuality. You're going to hold on to your rabid individuality. You're not going to be part of the cloud. How are you going to mashalev these two terribly opposing missions? What's the problem when you send people out to do kiruv? You already have this issue. Why are you out to do kiruv? Yeah? You're going to be totally mevutel to the cloud. His glass hefka. You're a doormat. Okay? You're completely available in the cloud. What about yourself? What about Chayecha Koyvi? What about building your own catch with the ball right now? It was a difficult thing to be able to attain, to achieve. If you didn't set aside your own time for your own growth, your own learning, 3-4 hours a day, you have no chance. But Noach Zatzal was very mucky that the guys without the Kiruv had to learn 2 hours a day. Without that, he held you couldn't do Kiruv. You lost yourself. You just become. Anyway, that's what was Yaakov was worried about. But nice of Lakach, Yaakov in Ipachad, Mayikah, Kasham Yisrael, Yiporid, Lemachleis of Hashonot, Lemachlokot Hashonot, Kol shev the shev that kidoy. Kol kvutz of a chabur of inyon. Hashem kol achas mem toina is ala yenech tzadik is roishem. You know, the stones that we see are a muscle for the shvatim. Start having an argument. I want the tzadik on my, I want to put his head on master. The master, not a master. I want the tzadik. Ani ha'ikra, ani ha'rosh. My way is the only way. Mine's the best. And kulu yavinu ke'ein kan ele milchomas ha'shal teira. Remez kulam devar echad, hey, miskavaninim. The noichach svei kosov, gila lo ha'koresh bol ha'shanovim chayzeres u'misachos. Kosh bol who showed Yaakov Avinu that those stones, they were all Hashem Shemayim. In the end, they're all united. Ha'kachosh of Yaakov Avinu. If the stones become, they love each other, they work together, then I know that I will establish the shvat. Then shatzlich b'sadei dishmaya lahakim es am Hashem. Asher yifasim es munosoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'olam, and they, in their uniqueness and in their unitedness, will mefasim kavod shemayim in the world. Ma'asa az Yaakov. What did Yaakov do? A little bit of a strange thing. He poured oil on his pillow. No? What did he use in this time? For the oil, not. They have a pillow. What did he do? Lakach Shem and Zayis Ksiz. The Yitzhak Alayevan Azeh. He anointed the stone. When was the last time you anointed your pillow? Some of us worship our pillows, but you know, there was a joke. You can smile. You know what I mean? Some people spend a lot of time on their pillow. Oh, that's why he's having a hard time. All right, silly joke. That is not a pillow. But, come on, im sheboy ha'avonim v'is ochule evenachas. If these stones will become one stone, ois v'simon. Hu sheyodoyas hein el nachones mekoyme shel ha'machloikas. And I know that they understand the correct place for machloikas. It's a toeles shel ha'iskotshu. They understand the mile of the pressing of the oil. V'soydesh l'shem anazayis ha'zach ha'yoyfum. Well, dafka the oil, because we said it's dafka the oil comes out through the crushing process. It's Moreshus Avos Nitla Shvatim, this inheritance of the fathers, the Shvatim took. Five Adairim Noitra Machlaikas Arishain of Am Yisrael. The first Machlaikas in Am Yisrael started there. A Machlaikas Svavas Sviva Nukuda, Ketzed Nagir Lo Isa Tachlis Shilatakan Oilam Bamak Mishak. It's all safe on this, the marble barak. We'll touch on some of it now. Lucas Rosavilli is going to do it very briefly now. Maybe we'll take up the self and look at it together. Unbelievable title. It's not a shagat today. The Dainal Fasim is a Munashem Baila. Amen. Ain't only cloud of Tala Saga with Vishos Mela Shvat. I don't think we understand the Kedush of the Shvat. Remember the clue we're talking about. Just learn the parsha of Yosef, you understand, you don't know what we're talking about, or who we're talking about. Aval, Yachadim Zoyz, Gidolani Rabbe Seydu, Kima Yosef Shel Machleikas Zu, the parsha Stuma, and then in Tzoboy, Salim Uchenechu Lemodi, Amen, if this is a closed parsha, we have to open it up a little bit, on our level, understand what we can understand. The Chalatal Azbir is Saidin, she Sviva Hitnaula Machleikas Arishon. Shnei Melochim hayu b'shiftei po. There were two kings in the Shvatim, Yudah v'Yosef. Hayu Melochim, Moshe Abnu Chazal, Melochim mizdainim zeim ze. Mibayin remizoyseihem shel Baal Asfas Emes. Asfas Emes in Vayigosh. What is the nature of these two kings? What are these two kings for? They have a king. The word of a nation have two kings. That's dangerous. It doesn't usually work. They have two kings. The more chashuv to understand the sugya problem. Yosef tzadik gomer b'poil b'lochet v'Yehuda b'al tshuva acharachet. Correct. Yosef was a tzadik. Gomu. Yosef a tzadik. No matter where Yosef was, it says Yosef Ayat Tzadik Mi Aschola Tzoyfer. when he was learning Bechavus with Yankov, he was a tzaddik. When he was with Eishes Potiphar, he was a tzaddik. He was in the board, he was a tzaddik. When he became the king, the ruler of the entire world, which could have turned him into a megalomaniac, who knows what? It was Yosef. Stayed Yosef. Nothing changed inside. Yehuda is a Balchuvah after the Chet. A tzaddik, a gomer, megala, kovet, shemayim, bo'olam, al yedek, kach, shum, a kaimes, a tori, va, mitzvahs. Ve'enu, nichshol, ba'veira, klal. The tzaddik is megala, kovet, shemayim, in the world, but being a tzaddik. Never nichshol in the mitzvahs, in the virus, never in the virus, but mitzvah kodosh. Kach, mizgale, etzel, a tzaddik, kovet, Hashem, v'yoyisam, isha, ma'ala, asher, lo, kechazad, smoy, lo, yivet, esel, lo, kov, v'bechines, v'yigbo, live, b'dach, Hashem. What's the kiddush shem shemayim of Yosef? He was a tzaddik yisrael. He never did a chet. Al yedei kach hu na'aser v'reim v'nisa al b'nei doire v'hu rosh u'mani glem b'v'chinas v'yosef v'tzaddik hayu b'chinas eish. Kiddiksiv v'es Yosef lahave v'hu b'chinas his lavus kin v'yigbo ilibo b'dach Hashem ma'ilu b'drege zu ma'ilu l'yoin. Eish always goes up. Yosef is the fire that burns the kasha of Esav. Yeah, fire always goes up. He's a ben mala. He's lavus. The yigbo libo is his heart is raised, elevated to serve Hashem. Yigbo libo b'dach Hashem is a gaiva to serve Hashem. That's the mala of the tzaddik, the melech who's a tzaddik. That's Yosef. But there's a problem here. But tzuras gila lekus abor beim to tzaddik gomor v'zayis mipnei shem oire b'gilu ze gam gila mohusoi. Vinyano ha'atzmi shel tzaddik gomer. The tzaddik gomer, there's a part of himself that you see. He reveals himself as well. We'll see what that means now. He doesn't. He's not a clear piece of glass. He does what he has to do, and you see Hashem. You see him as well. We'll see what we mean now. V'vad zoyis ma'lezu eini ma'lez nircheshes. Klamer eini yoichel yoyis derech avoyde shel haklal. This work of Yosef is not a klal avoider. Not everyone can be a tzaddik yisrael. It's a private individual path, lonely path. Sharei b'kol do yishna b'rak yichidim ha'masugolim la'amoid b'dag et tzaddik gomor. Tushrein shel asas emes. In each generation, there's very few people that can be the tzaddik gomor. I mean, tzaddikim gemurim ovid. You have the amoid amid, you have the few tzaddikim. He was the crown of his brothers. It's only for Yechidim that derech. That's a very, very thin derech that very few people can walk on. In contrary to Yosef, the second melech of the Shvatim was Yehuda. He doesn't represent the tzaddik gomor in the world. Darke derech avodas Hashem, avo mitoy chachno v'izbatlus l'Hashem. Les le'migami klum. We know what that is now, right? We're learning about Shabbos. That's Malchus. Malchus is les le'migami klum. Malchus has nothing of its own. And you'll see, Malchus Yudah has nothing of its own. David HaMelech, who is the forerunner of Malchus Yudah, didn't even have his own years. To borrow love from Adam. He has nothing of his own. That's the definition of Malchus. Yosef had a whole bunch of his own. What about Yosef? We think about Yosef. When you think about David, you don't see David, you see Hashem. Sorry to keep going back to it. It's a well-worn Yalkut. The David HaMelech says, I will pursue my enemies, I will overtake them, and I'll destroy them. And Hashem says, Vani Yosef Kay. Who wants you to do anything? David said, I'm taking care of it. And David just said, I'll pursue my enemies, I'll take them, and I'll destroy them. They asked Hashem to do anything. Hashem says, Vani Oisekan, I'll take care of it. When David goes out and makes his shtadlers, full 100% his shtadlers, you don't see David, you see Hashem. That's the nature of Malchus Yehuda. Total is butlers, total malification. That's why he's able to do everything. Fully shtadlers, you don't see him, you see Hashem. Interesting, just as an aside, Eli smiling. He knows I can't resist this. Eli's been coming out with faithfully for many, many years. On the other extreme, Hizkiyahu Melech says, I can't pursue my enemies, I can't overtake them, I can't destroy them, I can't even daven. Because if I do, I might think my davening did the victory. I'm going to bear. Hashem says, Vani Oisekai. Exactly the same lotion used to David. David's making 100% foolish darkness, and Hashem says, you'll only see me. He's got says, I'm doing no ishtadus, I'm going to sleep. Shem says, I'll take care of it. He wiped out some Kherib's troops that night, and then he's sleep. How are you going to sleep when you're surrounded by some Kherib's troops and you're about to be destroyed? How are you going to sleep? Okay, that you have to ask the Briskolo. Well, that's really that he went to sleep. Why? Because if I daven, you may see Chizkiyahu, and you can't see Chizkiyahu. I'm a potential Mashiach. I'm Malchus Ben Yehuda. I'm Malchus Ben Yehuda. If I daven, you might see Chizkiyahu a little bit. That's a chubin. You can't do that. I'm going to sleep. Shem says, what do you say, Ken? That's what you said to David. When you look at Chizkiyahu and you look at David, you'll see the same thing. Hashem. You won't see David and you won't see Chizkiyahu.
And what was the distinction between us? Like, why would David give it completely?
Because David was on the highest level of the Tochen and Emunah, where he could do full-fledged Yistalus. And I did nothing to do with him. Chizkiyahu was scared on his level. Once again, we don't say that Chizkiyahu was great beyond greatness. Chizkiyahu was scared. If he would make any status, even the status to David, he may attribute the success to himself. That means he wasn't kudu less leimigami klub. So he had to act in a way that was less leimigami klub. When you sleep, when you're sleeping, you can't say, I've done it. You might think you won the war when you're sleeping. No, when you sleep. These two kings in the middle that have whatever, but that's not a subject. No. But that's the, you want to see this inside, you're going to attack the world masters along with Ichus and this. It's the first year after 20, it's these sort of all our understanding of this. But that's Judah. Judah is less lemigami. He has nothing of his own. But Surah Zavayi Dezerm is Gala Kovar Hashem Beyeta says to Beyeta Oif. You see Hashem, you're much clearer. By Yosef, you see Yosef, you see the Tzaddik. You see Hashem, but you see the Yosef at Tzaddik. Judah, you don't see anything, you just see Hashem. You see Hashem. He gives everything back to Hashem. There is nothing of him here. Malchus Yehuda ain't lo marshal atzmai mu'uma. Ain't marshal atzmai mu'uma. Adar Rabba. Al David Amar Hashem Melech Yehuda Nema ain't ma'amidim parnes al atzibu elim kein kuper shel shotzim tloi loy me'acholo. You don't make somebody responsible for the tzibu, leaving the tzibu, unless there's a box of shotzim, of despicable creatures or whatever, tied up behind him. Nobody's whole life walking through the world saying, my sins are in front of me all the time. Yosef said, I can't do that because I don't have any. I'm a tzaddik yisodoyna. Tzaddik gomor. David says, oh, I'm a sinner and I'm a this and I'm worthless and I'm that, 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 that. Malchus, any shreves is koyka michoycha tzitkus. This Malchus doesn't come out of a koyach of tzitkus. Eli mi etzem abitl muchletes la kodesh baruch hu bechines, heisi kase oivet bekash of death. I'm nothing. I'm like a bit of straw blowing in the wind.
There's a difference between saying I'm nothing and saying I'm something that's worthless.
Yeah, maybe I don't know. We know Zelo now could have exactly what his anova was, what his butters was. The bottom line is Ani lo se poklum. Kol mehusha shel David Melech Yehuda, he is butless gemura rotzen Hashem. Ani avdecha ben amasecha. I'm the slave, the son of your maidserv. That means my mother was also like. Rak malchus shemaim omdu leged eiga. All he sees is malchus shemaim. He's nothing. It doesn't mean he was a low self-esteem, miserable, you know, needed therapy. I told you. I'll overtake my enemies, I'll kill them, I'll then David HaMelech was, he needs to write the Iliad. But Chetal Sinegdi Tommy, his dveikus to Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't come through his tzitkus, he came through his butters. Yosef's came through his tzitkus, not through his butters. B'b'chines Yehuda Ha'isi B'iz Golus, Shemisham Teitzah Roh, Kloy Mezu Derech Sherabi Mi'choy Nelanus Nimeni. That's a path that the rabbin can walk. Because Tosi Negdi Tomit, it's easy. No, it's not so easy, but, you know, well, I didn't sin, so I'm not going to do for Tosi Negdi Tomit. No, I'm sure I can find a few things I did wrong once. No, you know, I had a mistake once in my life. You know, it might be possible that I find a sin in my life. Ulai. That's a path for the rabbin. Harabi may ni ucholim legiel emadragas tzadik shelochot mo'ilom. Ulau mazois kulam yucholim legiel ederech hachuvah shel Yehuda. Everyone can get to Yehuda's heart of his battles like Kodesh Baruch Hu, because there we have to see how that manifests, how that works. and what it has to do with Machlekes today. You see what the Machlekes Yosef and Yehuda was on those foundations. Now starts the Machlekes Yosef and the Shvatim. Now starts with the dreams and the Machlekes and Yitzrayim and the whole, and the Yosef and the brothers. Okay, have a good day, Rabbi.
David was born to a man that never sinned.
Correct. Thank you.